What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Governor Lamont with Anna and Raven.
Governor, thanks for joining us this morning. Can you give us a situational update on COVID-19 here in the state?
Well, as we expected and prepared for, COVID-19 virus is accelerating throughout our state and throughout our region and throughout our country. We are doing everything we can to prevent this from overwhelming our hospitals. Best thing we can do is what they call social distancing. That's why we've had to take the lead with schools and parades, now even restaurants and bars. If you look what happened in places like Singapore and Hong Kong, they really were able to get through this a lot better than they have in places like Italy, where they took the social distancing not as seriously.
How do you force people to stay inside? Like, are you going to mandate it? Because there was a rumor that was flying around here that it was going to be mandated and enforced that you had to stay home. But is that real?
I don't think that is real. But look, it's all hands on deck. Let's face it, our bars were pretty busy this past weekend. That's why myself, along with our neighboring governors, decided we got to close down the bars because there's just too much close interaction there and it's too contagious. So I'd like to think that people using good common sense along with some of the rules that we got out there will take care of things. But look, you can still take a walk to the park with your family. I love the fact that Stop and Shop is opening up a little earlier in the morning just for folks over 60 so that the most vulnerable in our population are less likely to be exposed.
Governor, I'd like to commend you. You said last week that you would have drive-through testing open in the state within a week, and here we are. We're just a few days later when we're speaking, and I've already seen multiple locations popping up now. Are you aware, as of today, how many drive-through testing locations there are here in the state, and what is our current testing capability for COVID-19?
Raven, we have at least 5 or 6 now. I think we'll have many of the other hospitals over the course of the next few days. You drive through, you get the swab, then that can be sent out to testing. Not only are we testing at our own lab, we now have a number of our hospitals, a few of our hospitals able to do testing locally, and we have some commercial labs out of state. Are we doing enough testing? No. Earlier on this, should the feds have given us the green light to do more testing sooner? Absolutely. But here we are. We're doing a lot more testing than we did before. I want to prioritize the folks who are at the hospital so we know what their state is. I want to prioritize probably nurses and daycare workers and folks that actually have to get the work so that, you know, they know they're safe and they're not contagious.
We've been hearing a lot in the news this morning about the new Vance health workers that are being tested, the 200 of them. Any update on that?
Look, they are heroes. All of the folks working at our hospitals are heroes. They're on the front line. You know, New Vance, as you know, has hospitals, throughout the state, as do all of our hospitals. A fair number of the frontline, healthcare workers, not infected, but have been in contact and maybe didn't have all the protective gear they needed early enough. So right now they're on furlough, and one of the things I'd love to do is make sure they're prioritized in terms of testing so we can get them back to work taking care of people.
Governor, you took the extreme step, probably the necessary step, I don't think a lot of people disagree at this point, of closing the restaurants and bars yesterday along with the governors of New York and New Jersey. Looking at that now, obviously there is a massive economic impact with this situation. Is there even a target date in mind that is just out on the horizon? I mean, obviously all these lines will move, but is there a date that you guys kind of visualize where you say, you know what, possibly, hopefully, maybe?
Well, my first priority is to make sure that we make it easier for these companies to weather through this storm. Starting with our restaurants and bars and the service sector, which is slowly grinding to a halt. And what we can do in terms of forbearance on loans, they don't have to make payments on any loans they may have outstanding. What we can do in terms of their workers, so they're getting workmen's or unemployment compensation. So we're taking care of people in the near term. It's tough for me to speculate when this might be over. You know, there's a little good news if you look at places like China and Singapore and Hong Kong. You know, they look like they're temporarily on the backside of this. Some stores and Apple stores and the such are opening. But I say temporarily because we've got to be careful. We don't want a second pandemic following the first.
I really like how you and the governor of New Jersey and New York are all kind of working together and you're all coming up with decisions together. Are you going to continue to do that? I like that we're like a united front and we're all doing the same thing.
And it doesn't make any sense for me to close down a bar if all you got to do is drive across the border to Westchester County.
Right.
And Andrew Cuomo says the same thing. Right now we're talking about primary. We all have a presidential primary scheduled next month, and thinking about putting that off and doing something again together at a later date so that maybe there's a little less risk or we can plan for alternatives.
Governor Lamont with NN Raven. In closing, is there anything you want to let our listeners know?
Look, I just say I am really, you know, so proud of the state of Connecticut. I think we got out of this early. I think our healthcare workers and our hospitals have been proactive in trying to get ahead of a wave, which is fast coming. I love the fact that our teachers and folks at our schools, some of them, stepped right up and said, oh, my God, we have a lot of folks with free and reduced lunch. What are we going to do? And they've kept the cafeterias going and providing drive-by. I'd urge you to think about your local merchants. Think about getting takeout from that restaurant that you used to go to. Think about getting some gift certificates. Do whatever you can to look out for each other. We're going to get through this.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.